AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Serious problems uncovered inside a key FBI forensics unit. AP's Mike Grassi has more.
In a stunning admission, the Justice Department and FBI have formally acknowledged that nearly every examiner in the FBI laboratory's microscopic hair comparison unit gave flawed testimony in nearly every trial in which they offered evidence over more than 20 years prior to 2000. The Washington Post reports in over 95% of the 268 trials reviewed so far, examiners overstated forensic matches in a manner that favored prosecutors. That includes cases where 32 defendants were sentenced to death, 14 of which were executed or died in prison. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The Post reports hundreds of defendants and federal and state prosecutors in 46 states in the District of Columbia are being told about the flaws to determine whether there are grounds for appeals. Italian ships and planes are scrambling to find survivors of a migrant ship that's capsized north of Libya in the Mediterranean. AP's Nicole Winfield reports up to 700 people were crammed onto that boat.
What we know is that a fishing boat did capsize north of Libya. A massive sea and air search and rescue operation is underway. But the exact toll, we don't know. News reports say so far only 28 people have been rescued.
There has been a huge jump in migrants from across Africa leaving from Libya for Italy this year. An estimated 900 have died trying to make the crossing in overcrowded and unsafe ships and boats. Severe thunderstorms knock out power to tens of thousands of people in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Encore spokesman Chris Spears.
Right now we have about 33,000 customers in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex that are without power. The majority of those are in the western half of the Metroplex, the Fort Worth area and surrounding areas.
Forecasters expect more severe storms from North Texas into Ohio today. This is AP Radio News. Country shines tonight with the Academy of Country Music Awards. Margie Zaralletta with more.
The ACM Awards will mark their 50th anniversary this year. Blake Shelton and Luke Bryan return as hosts. Miranda Lambert leads the nominations with 8, including Entertainer of the Year. Her competition in that category is Garth Brooks, Luke Bryan, Jason Aldean, and Florida Georgia Line. Dierks Bentley has 7 nominations, and Florida Georgia Line have 5. The show will air live on CBS from AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. I'm Archie Zaralletta.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame welcomes its newest class, featuring a Beatle, 3 California punks, a guitar god from Texas, and a woman with a black heart. Joan Jett, one of the newest members, along with Lou Reed, Ringo Starr, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Green Day, and still Bill Withers. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.